The Citizens Police Advisory Committee, or CPAC, held a public meeting Wednesday night in Asheville's Wesley Grant Center to address and receive comment from the public in light of the recently leaked video from Officer Chris Hickman's body cam of the assault, stunning, and beating near the corner of Biltmore and Short Cox Avenue of Asheville resident Johnny Germain Rush as he was walking home from work back on the night of August 24th of 2017. The escalation of force by APD Officer Hickman and Officer in Training Verino Ruggiero was captured in the leaked video, which was released by the Asheville Citizens Times on February 28th. The release of the video has been picked up by news outlets across the country, including the New York Times, the Washington Post, and Democracy Now! Asheville City Council released a statement yesterday issuing an apology and stating their responsibility in the matter and insisting that policy changes will be made. It only took about 3 minutes before the meeting turned from the formal discussion of events and anticipated apologies from Chief of Police Tammy Hooper, CPAC members, and other city officials to a meeting that was clearly in the hands of the crowd, which filled the center and flowed out onto the sidewalks and into the yard around the building. Some of the main points made by the audience were that Mr. Rush was obviously targeted by Hickman and Ruggiero because of the color of his skin, asking for a show of hands from the white-skinned people in the crowd as to whether they had ever crosswalked in Asheville without incident, at which point many hands were raised. The video had been hidden away from the public to prevent any embarrassment and accountability by the APD and city officials because 2017 was an election year and that the community was quite frankly done with violence and abuse directed at people of color by those who are in positions of power in the city of Asheville. The gathered citizens demanded that the time for apologies was over, that the lack of accountability by city officials was over, and that the systemic racism that permeates American culture and Asheville was over as well. This is Scott Owen with the Asheville FM News Team. I attended the CPAC, or Citizens Police Advisory Committee, meeting last night, and I got a couple clips here from Keith Young, Brian Haynes, and also some public input recordings from Dolores Venable and Zachary Taylor.
This is Scott Owen with the Asheville FM News Team, and I'm speaking with Councilman Brian Haynes. Brian, do you think City Council could have done more to stop this incident with Johnny Rush from happening?
In hindsight, I think that maybe we could have. I've been on Public Safety Committee my entire time on council. When we were addressing the body cam footage, I felt like we could have put a stronger policy in place, though shortly thereafter the state legislature passed their laws, which would have prohibited anything we had done anyhow. But I'm not sure that we attempted to bring in strong enough measures around the body cam and who could view this.
When it comes right down to it, there was an officer and he beat a man that was crossing the street. Do you think that City Council has enough influence on the hiring process of APD officers?
I don't know just what influence we do have on that, but I do not think we probably have enough and should seek to have more.
Is there anything that you'd like to say? There was a statement that came out today from City Council, and they're planning on having a group review the police department. Is that going to help? Do you think anything that City Council is getting ready to do now is going to be helpful?
I feel like that though this was a terrible incident, that there will be good that will come out of this. We will be able to get changes made at the APD that will make things better in the long run, and there's policy changes being proposed, but right now we're seeking community input because what the community wants is really what I want to see happen.
Well, thank you very much. much, Brian. Councilman Young, good to see you here at the CPAC meeting tonight. I wanted to ask you if you thought there's anything the City Council could have done to help prevent this incident with Mr. Rush from happening.
I think the incident that happened with Mr. Rush is solely on the shoulders of the individual who perpetrated the act of brutalizing Mr. Rush. I think City Council right now is putting all its efforts into equity issues and hashing out individuals inside our department that harbor any such detrimental thoughts or actions toward individuals such as Mr. Rush. I think at this point in time, the officer is responsible for his own actions, but that doesn't preclude counsel for seeking out other individuals inside a department that may act in that way. So I think we're taking the right steps. We released a statement today where we're looking at actively having an independent audit of our department to make sure that we are doing all that we can to make sure that our citizens are safe.
I wanted to ask you about the hiring process, Councilman Young. Do you think council has enough oversight on the hiring process? As you say, it came down to an individual breaking policy that was already in place.
As far as the hiring process for the police force,
yes,
I think everything is open to change. I think once we get a city manager, once we get a new city manager in, I think we'll want that individual to have a focus on our police department as well. As far as the hiring processes are concerned, I think that would be something that you would look at the end of this this audit. I also would like to see more minority individuals, a more robust program put forth of recruiting minority individuals and retaining that sort of talent here locally. I think there's all sorts of things that are open for change and improvement, and I don't think you should keep anything off the table.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Young. Appreciate you speaking with us today.
Appreciate it.
Basically, what the facts of the situation were and how it was handled. Then I think, the value of this process is for us to allow everyone here the opportunity to be heard, to express your feelings and your outrage, for us to take that and try to work towards making things better for our entire community as we move forward. Just after midnight, I believe, on August 25th, let me back that up. I think it started on August 24th, but ran into after midnight. APD officer Chris Hickman, former APD officer Chris Hickman.
What year? Last year.
This 2017, last year, last summer. Basically engaged in a very egregious and violent use of excessive force against Mr. Johnny Rush. The next morning, Mr. Rush came to APD and made a complaint that he had been subjected to excessive force. We immediately took that complaint, pulled the body cam video, and obviously, upon watching that, recognized that it was a very egregious and violent episode. Based on that, Chris Hickman was immediately brought in to his badge, gun, and law enforcement authority were suspended by me. And so I think it's important to know, if you didn't already know, that he never went back out on the street for one single day after the night of this incident.
And you can prove that?
Can you prove that?
He did get paid.
Yeah.
I'll let me get down the road a little bit on that.
No.
He may well be.
I'm
going to go through the timeline, and I promise you that I will hear exactly everything you have to say, and I'm going to try to answer some questions here as I go through this about why things are, okay? I agree with you. There's no excuse. So,
we have to use this format. This is not the correct format. You have a lot of anger in this room. This is not the format.
Ladies and gentlemen,
oh,
I hear you. I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this. I know why you're here. You're mad as hell. I know why you're here.
No.
We are.
I'm
going to
hear you. I got to say it. I'm a deep
man. You want to hear? I want to hear. Because I feel the same way.
You were supposed to have took care of that. When you shot and let that man kill your daddy. Let him
I need this mic cut off. Thank you. Look, let me tell you something. I'm just as mad as y'all are by the tears right now. But let me tell you something. We didn't come here today. We didn't come here because of Mr. Rush. We came here because of this system. Okay? We came here because of the system. We've been here before. We're going to be here again because just like before, thank you, Mr. Holt, but right now, they hear me. What I'm telling you is we have been here over and over and over again. This system, you know what? We can blame everybody on this stage, but guess what? Every last person on this stage is part of the system. Let me tell you something. Mr. Rush is not the issue. The issue is a human rights issue. The issue is because we've all been beat down. We have all been obliterated. We have all been talked to like dogs, trash. We're not valued. We have no voice in this city. That's what Asheville is. They believe in tourism. They don't believe in the people who make this city run when tourism doesn't. So let me tell you something. A lot of y'all are here because y'all read a Facebook post. And it's good to see white folks, but I'm most glad to see the black people here. Because we have something to say. And nobody ever heard us before. And I have white folks that are going to see the time to every black person in this room that needs to talk. So you don't hear us today. Y'all don't hear us today. And what I'm telling you is, Chief Cooper, we've tried to work with the police department. It hasn't worked. We've been through de-escalation. We've been through REI. We've been through all these trainings. Look what happened. Mr. Rush is just an isolated incident that happened because somebody said something. If nobody reported that, if nobody leaked that, guess what? We'll be in the dark. Business as usual. Nothing will happen. Ridiculous. We have came, I have came to this board over and over and over again saying the chickens will come home to roost. Well, guess what? You got a house full of feathers. Now we're back here again because what? Everything we said to y'all fell on deaf ears. It's not going to work. It ain't going to happen. And it's not going to be today. Well, guess what? Now we're here today. What are you going to do? We got elected officials who don't answer to us. We have a city manager who, where the hell is he at right now? Where the hell is he? Huh? Where's the assistant city manager? Kathy Ball in the house?
Hey. No.
Where's she at? Where's the secretary for the city manager? Where's the DA at? Huh?
Yeah,
where's the DA at? Where's Tom Williams? Where's his assistant? Where's his secretary? Because they all have assistants. Where are those people at? You know what they did? They left these people right here to be scapegoats.
Yeah.
You know what they did? Look what they do what? See, the one thing I have against other people is I was born and raised Asheville native. I'm 8 generations in this city. My blood, sweat, and tears lies here. And I'm not walking away. I can't leave here. Because guess what? I can't afford to leave here. Because it's necessary to afford to leave. Corey. I know broken hotels and don't pay enough. All we're doing is living towards the system. This is not about police brutality. This is about a system that's brutalizing us all the way through. That's what this is about. So until we get real about the brutality in this city, it's not about police brutality. The policemen brutalizing people since the beginning of time. It's called flame patrols. Okay? That's where the police came from. It's called flame patrols. No offense to y'all, but y'all wear a badge because somebody didn't have authority to wear that badge because they were white and believed that we didn't have any rights. What happened was we became a product of that system. Until we can get ourselves free, economic freedom. We're in the South Side. These people are holding a meeting in a black neighborhood. They trying to call police. That's real talk. They call police to how we feel. I can see so many black people up in here who have been obliterated by systems of oppression, and then they tell us we got 3 minutes to talk about it. It took 400 years to get to this place.
Wednesday's Citizen Police Advisory Committee meeting lasted 3 hours in total. To hear highlights from the meeting, you can tune in to Asheville FM's Access Hour from 7 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday of next week. Before the incident involving Mr. Rush, there has been discussion at the city level of dissolving CPAC. Comments can be made regarding this issue through Boards and Commissions Committee meeting on Tuesday at 1 p.m. or by emailing City Council directly.